today, my name is Anu, and I'll be sharing a short story about friends. I'm sharing this story because I want to kind of encourage someone also that human beings will naturally fail you, and as much as it's very important to have a good support system, make sure that you love yourself first and you know that in the equation of life, you are the most important person either way. I remember that being a very young girl, I used to want to have female friends because I basically lived in a boy zone, basically, and it was tough because when I have girlfriends around, it felt very awkward, to be very sincere, it felt very awkward. And in primary school, I remember, and that's what we call, I think, the elementary school here, I had a couple of girlfriends, but things didn't really work the way I wanted. But the constant thing was all my male friends were always there. I always had people that had my back. It was something that I had seen over the last couple of years since I was young, that I was not so great with female friends. I really didn't know why. From my elementary school days, like since when I was like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I wasn't really good with girlfriends. So when I got into high school, which was secondary school in Nigeria, it was, okay, you know what, I'm gonna do something very different. I'm gonna make sure that I intentionally have female friends. But guys, it was like the second year of high school, secondary school, it was the same thing. My very close friend got transferred, she traveled abroad, so it was like the same vicious cycle again. I said all over again, and I'm like, you know what, let me just stick to the male friends I have. And that's what I did all the way till the end of high school, secondary school or high school. By the time I was done, it was very, very tough. Then I started dating. I really wanted to like be amongst some clique of girls. It was just tough, to be very sincere with you. And all through that time, I remember that one confident thing I had even from elementary school was the fact that I had a good confidence of who I am in myself, and I didn't have self-esteem issues that made me feel less than anyone else. I was chubby, I had a very good figure. So when you transit from grade 9 to grade 10, you switch uniforms. So the uniform I had then was not so, it was okay, but it was not smart enough, so it was a little bit big. So I had to go back to like a seamstress. She helped me make sure it was to my figure. Oh my god, guys, I loved it. And I had a lot of female friends look at me. Some teachers were like, oh, you should not this, you should not that. I didn't really care because I knew that if I was not going to have any female friends or whatnot around me, then I'm going to make sure that I am hot for myself, basically. So I will have different dates, I will go out, I will hang out, and whatever I had on my date, I will actually buy extra, or the guy would give me extra. It was just like that for me. And I remember that I remember that when I got into university, and I went to university in Nigeria. Oh my god, and it's called college. Yeah. So I remember that when I got into university, it was the same thing. So immediately I got into university, because I'd been a tomboy for a very long time, I'm like, you know what, guys, I'm just gonna shave my hair. So I was sitting in front of the house, and I'm like, you know what can I do that will convince someone to shave my entire hair? And I took a scissors in the house and I cut my hair in a very terrible state. And when I got to the barber shop, he looked at me, he's like, what's going on with you? And I'm like, I wanted to give myself a reason why I should shave my hair. My then boyfriend then didn't like it. He was mad about it, but I really did not care. And like I said, one thing I remember, like I missed falling out from female friends and all that, I had this one confidence in myself, and I pretty much knew who I was. I pretty much knew who I stand for, what I stand for. So there was no pressure to be something else. I enjoyed myself, to be very sincere. And going into university, college, it was another ball game, guys. Like it was it it was another ball game for me. I got into university. I had this one girlfriend. Oh my God. I can't remember how we met, but we were just so close. She was always in my house. I was always like, it was like we were sisters. She was taller and bigger than me. So it was like everywhere you see me, you see her. Anywhere you see her, you see me. It was just like that for a very long time. And I really, 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 like, guys, I really, really, really enjoy the fact that I could like have time for myself. I could have someone that would, how do I put it? I would have someone that could be there for me every time without me feeling a certain way or whatnot. So it continued like that for a while. But for my second year again, the same thing happened. There was this new set of girls that came into school. And because I'm a friendly person generally, like I am the friendly bird. I will talk to young, old, and okay, let me actually also say this, that all through my life, from elementary to high school to college, I always had friends that were way older than me, because my own older brother is 5 years older than me. So I think because I had friends around his age range and higher, it was easy for me to actually have friends like that in that range. So for me it was a little bit tough, but I was able to like walk through all this. So moving into college, all my friends were in their final year or they were like in their penultimate year. Like I just always had friends like that, even from when I was younger. So let me continue my story. So this girl, it was tough for me. It took a while. I tried to reason things out to understand why things were not working well with us. I tried to talk to her. I'm that kind of person. Until you tell me back off, until you give me that vibe of back off, I will never, like, I would always want to know what's up. And I was that kind of friend for a very long time. So guys, so by the time it was my second year in school, there were a couple of new people around, so I was just friendly with everybody. And this couple of girls, we would just laugh together, talk together, and we started rolling together, which was really nice. But I noticed that there's always this attitude between the other person and this other person, or this other person talk about this. So I as much as I like gist, I really don't like when I have a commute of people that always talk about each other behind each other's back every time. I think that it was messy. So I saw it, that became an habit for me, where the other person's talking about this other person and I'm like, oh yeah, she gave me the same attitude, or oh guys, it was something like that. So later on, the third girl, towards the end of uni, instead like working with other people, even when we're in law school, she was now my roommate in law school, and it was a whole lot of heartache with things she did. But I remember that when I first got into law school, this other person that was supposed to be my closest friend, I lost my aunt just a few months before I went to law school. So it was a pain for me, because this my aunt is someone that every time I go to Lagos, she would accommodate me, and this my friend. So for me, I didn't expect that of everybody in the world that would either come around or come encourage or come speak to me. She didn't do it. She went AWOL on me, and it was later she said, oh, it was because she thought it was just one very flimsy excuse. And I cried because I felt like, God, why is it that I have intentionally wanted to have a female friend? I have intentionally wanted to have someone that, you know how you see clique of girls, four of them, sister, the bond is crazy, guys. But for me, it was like nothing could work. Like I could not even pick that, oh, this is one close female friend. The only thing I would see is that one person be close to me because of something they want to get, or something they want to get, basically get from me, and they move on. And for me, I told myself, nah, I'm not gonna put myself in that position. So I was broken. I was broken November, December. I remember in Yola, because I did my law school in Yola, Adamawa State. And I remember that I remember it was very, very hard for me. I cried. I can remember clearly. I was sitting in, like, the way they construct roads in the north, it's a little bit different from the south. And I was sitting down very close to the road inside the law school compound, and I was crying that day. And I walked down the road inside the law school compound because it was really big. I walked all the way down. Later I came back to see them and I was crying. And that day the Holy Spirit said, who told you I can't be your best friend? Who told you I'm not sufficient for you? Who told you that I can't be there for you always? Why do you always have people fail you? Why do you always have people around you and you feel like it's only them that can give you that comfort? I was broken that day, guys. That day I made a commitment till date to have God as my best friend. I didn't care what people would say. People would say, oh, she never has friends, oh, she's a loner, oh, she's this. I am the most jovial person you ever see. I can be the life of a party, but I am very, very introverted in my own box, in my own skin. And that's one thing people don't know about me. I can be very shy. I would not start up a conversation in a group, like. But all those, even at work, I notice now that people that are very, very, that seem to be introverted, they have an extroverted personality that they can, like, make friends and sustain those friends. For me, I have an extroverted but introverted personality that I only just want to say hello, I, and I move on. Like, it's only if you go out of your way to want to actually be my friend. And I feel like because I'd invested so much in friendships, it had made me like that over the years. So yeah, this for me, or that lesson for me that day, even though, yeah, after so many years, after a couple of months, we made up, I was able to talk to her and express my feelings about things. But to be very sincere with you, it was very tough for me. It was very tough for me. And not because I felt like I was a terrible person, but I just felt like I needed to understand the place of having God and the Holy Spirit as my friends, and understanding that God, like, over the last 2 years, I've learned that God actually sends people my way for seasons. And understanding that has made me understand my rate, or like my growth in friendships, where I'm able to know that this friendship can either be for a lifetime, or this friendship will be for a season. So understanding that has helped me grow in my walk with God. It has helped me grow in how I evaluate things. It has helped me grow in how I even take or receive things. Even though some people will say, oh, I know you should have an expectation, I'm like, the only person I have an expectation from is God. Even from my family members, like, maybe except my parents, because my parents have been a solid rock, except my mom. But to be very sincere with you, I have just put upon myself to understand that human beings will fail, friends will fail. And as much as I want to beat myself up over it, understanding who I am and understanding that God always has my back, and whatever friendship I put myself or go through, God is that one constant friend that always has my back, and he will always be there. So I don't know who's going to listen to this podcast and feel like, oh, I've tried so many friendships. Oh, at this point, I'm trying to even fit myself into this group. My darling, my sister, my brother, you don't need to. You just make sure you be you, understand why God has created you, and take God as your best friend. Take him as someone that you can. I can literally stand in my house and scream and yell and let God and pour out my heart to God, because that's how I feel. But still, in the midst of all that, guys, God has sent me amazing ladies in my life. I can't even begin to mention names right now that God has just sent as people that have become a support system to me, that I can open my heart to, I can talk to, both male and female. And ever since I got into Canada, and since 2011 till date, it has been something that for me, I've been able to work on that side of vulnerability and letting my guard down, and make people understand that the tough girl you always see 24 hours isn't always tough 24 hours. But yeah, I hope this blesses you, and I hope that you get things to learn from this story, that as much as you've had hurt and pain over the years, one person that is constant and will always be constant in your life is God, and he will always be that friend that you ever and will always have in your life. I had to go through it in a very painful state, but you don't have to wait for years. I'm saying,
You don't have to wait for over 10 years before you realize how effective your friendship with God can be. So yeah, I'm just going to share this story and I hope it blesses you. God bless you. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. And I also have a podcast called Life Matters with Anu Adedire. And I also have a YouTube channel called Anu Adedire. So please don't forget to subscribe. I celebrate you and thanks.